Welcome to another edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. I am CDJ, joined once again by Tommy and JB Huskers. Guys, how's it going?
Pretty good. A little bit of nostalgic for this week. We're missing something still, but we're getting closer.
Next year.
It's only been 10 years. Yeah. What's one more year between friends?
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
did you guys think when the game was canceled 10 years ago that it would take this long to come back? I do have to ask that before we get into the show.
I never thought it would come back, to be honest with you.
Oh, I knew it would come back. I knew eventually players would get paid one day, but it was more when. I figured as soon as NIL was announced, then they would release it the next year. Mm. But, you know, here we are, what, 3 years later, and we're now just about to get it. So
I just thought all the lawsuits that EA went through and everything, I just thought they would never get into it again. But, and look what they're getting into again, and there's more lawsuits anyways, but at least we're going to hopefully get a game.
Yeah, so that's the one consolation is that as long as our legal team can withstand the fight, we should have a game next year, and they're still planning on it. July 9th marked the 10-year anniversary of the release of NCAA Football 14. It came out in 2013, and it sounds like it's full steam ahead for EA Sports College Football in summer of 2024. Before we go into our predictions episode, which will be the next one, we're going to push off Mission Predicto one episode. We want to take one last look back at NCAA Football 14. Hopefully, it's the last time we get to do a retrospective because we'll have a new title to talk about. On our social media account, we asked fans, what was your favorite feature or aspect of NCAA Football 14? And as always, when the community responds, they're going to go first on the show. We're going to talk about their thoughts before we get to ours. Lots of feedback, lots of responses. We love to see that. Thank you so much to everyone who retweeted, shared, and replied. Let's go right into some of the community comments, and if you guys have anything you want to break down or, you know, second their emotions, so to speak, hop right in. First off, Shopmaster, friend of the show, college scouting was fun. Did you guys like this format? 14 had a little bit of change in some of that stuff compared to 13, but I think overall recruiting is just was always such a big hit in the franchise.
For me, 14, I didn't enjoy it as much from the standpoint of interactivity because it was more just assign points and then keep them ticked off from week to week. But it was nice in the standpoint of online dynasty that it kept everybody moving. And if you weren't as big of a recruiting head, then you just set your points and forget it from week to week. So I love the scouting part and kind of finding the players. But yeah, it was definitely a change from 13 to 14. And it was an improvement in the speed, but not improvement in the interaction, I guess.
I'm one of those guys. I like the change because we had had that phone call system for so long. I was ready for something new.
Yeah.
But I'm also of the mindset that whatever they bring in, you know, EA College Football has got to be a little different, especially maybe decommits or something like that. We can always talk about that in a future show. JB, what did you think about the recruiting?
I think it was always fun, especially once online dynasty started to become a thing. And this did help with some of those that would straggle along and helped get things moving. And obviously, you know, we played in multiple dynasties, played multiple seasons with many different people. So, you know, it was a welcome change for one of the main features that we play with on that game.
Next up, and I'm probably going to mispronounce this, Warlord Gamo. Do you think I'm saying that right, guys? I'll just say Warlord so I don't embarrass him or say it wrong or embarrass myself. He says online dynasty, being part of a dynasty with my old high school football teammates and having that full Xbox Live party was one of the best gaming memories I've had. And JB, you just talked about that, but do you guys remember, let's go down memory lane here. Do you remember where you were when they announced the NCAA Football 09 features that included online dynasty? I remember it very well. I'm going to see if you guys, I'm going to put you on the hot seat here. Do you remember that day?
I don't remember where I was yesterday. So
well, at least you're honest.
I was going to say, yeah, I've slept a few times since then. So I don't remember the day, but I remember the feeling at least.
I remember that was a weird year for their marketing, and I should not in a bad way. They released like every feature in the game on at one time. I don't know if they put out like a document or on the website. They put out all the features, no details, but they put out all the features, and we saw online dynasty. I remember that night we recorded a show and we speculated, how would this work? And I remember there's some speculation, oh, they can't let us recruit against people. There's no way. That's so convoluted or complex. There's no way they'd have that year one. It's going to be just recruiting offline. And lo and behold, when the details came out, it was no, you know, it was a game within a game. You got to recruit against your friends, going right into what Warlord said here, made a lot of memories in terms of not just playing the games, but fighting for recruits. But I remember that night in 09 recording the show, we had so much speculation. I should go back and try to find that show. I know I have it on my hard drive.
Yeah, I'd love to go back and revisit that and kind of see how things have changed since then and, you know, where our mind was at that point. Because definitely, you know, looking back, you can see that the framework was already there for offline dynasties, to where you could have local dynasties and everything. But the fact that they were able to do it, and from my standpoint, at least maybe it's my fuzzy memory, but I remember feeling that in terms of just the online dynasty itself, they did it so very well, to where, yeah, there was hiccups, I'm sure. But at the same time, my memory says that it was executed very well.
Yeah, and within the Gaming Tailgates forums, I mean, we had forums dedicated to just that. We had our own official one. We had people running their own side ones and people talking and planning. And the notion of forums has kind of died now, where it's more kind of Discord and things like that now. And I just remember just planning a lot of details and getting everything in anticipation for this to launch, and then governing it when it launched, and just watching it all play out. And it was, you know, something we used to do when we had to get all the people in one house and play a tournament, but now we get to all do it online against people around the world that we, you know virtually. And it was a true game changer in terms of connecting one of our favorite franchises.
Yeah. I was always surprised. Go ahead.
I was going to say, before that, I had run since NCAA 04, I'd run an online league to where it was all one-off games, but we organized it in a season and kind of scheduled that and everything like that. So that was always a huge turning point to go from just, you know, disconnected games to actually going for a season and seasons of recruiting players, everything like that. It was a huge, you know, kind of leap forward to take that much further.
Shout out to OMML.
Yeah, that's way. We got to bring that back for college football next year. Two things there. Some of those guys were so hardcore, they would send memory cards to each other, like their buddies. That's hardcore.
Yeah.
And I was always surprised that other EA titles weren't, I don't want to say forced, but didn't copy Online Dynasty. I thought when, you know, NCAA football got shut down, some of those guys went to NBA Live, I thought, okay, they're going to add an online franchise or online league, and they never did. I thought,
well, they never added injuries, so
I thought every title under EA's umbrella would be adding something similar, and a lot of them didn't. Now Madden, I think, is they've added a lot of cool features, and some of those features in online franchise that I hope come into Online Dynasty. But it took a while for that mode to get to, you know, the level that Online Dynasty was at back in 09. Victor Cano says, "We were kings and we took advantage of it." I think he has a good point there. I don't think anybody, fans or developers, realize how good we had it. Now, you know, the lawsuit and everything's gone for 10 years. You don't realize how good we had it until it was gone.
Don't get me wrong. There were years that it was really hard to enjoy the game as much as we did. But once 14 released, that was kind of like the pinnacle of the game from that point up to that point. And I hate that we were kind of stopped production of the game. But at the same time, it's great to go out on a high note. At least the last game was released in such a great, stable, and full-featured mode. I mean, yeah, I would have loved to at least gotten 1 year on PS4, but at the same time, at least the last one was probably, from my standpoint, I think, the best.
Yeah, playing the Online Dynasty carried us well into the PS4 days, so we had to have a PS3 and a PS4 hooked up to the TV because we kept that Online Dynasty going, and it still went strong well into that PS4 era.
Hmm. Yep, absolutely.
Other people responding, kind of giving, you know, the sad face to their friends. You look at it and you tell their guys who played the game, just kind of sad to see it's been 10 years since it went away. Hugh Tovall, longtime member of the community. Coaching Carousel in Dynasty was really cool. I think recruiting was better in 13, echoing what Tommy said. But coaches coming and going made Dynasty far more interesting, especially when your own high-level coordinator gets replaced by another with no skill points. So that was the one with the, you know, you had the skill tree and you had the carousel. The offseason was fun, and that's something that, not to take shots, but in Madden, some of that stuff is not fun. I think just the sport, you know, pro football versus college lends itself to not being as fun. But everything they had in the Dynasty mode was competitive. It was fun. It was worth paying attention to. In a lot of sports games, you don't see that.
Yeah, it was always good watching the carousel play out and commenting on what you saw, like in the forums and things like that with our groups and things like that. It was a lot of fun to see how that played out.
Yeah, when your OC leaves and goes to join someone else, it's always kind of interesting to see how he works out somewhere else.
Right. Big O, he says, if it's anything released by EA Sports these days, let's not set our expectations too high. He's coming out the little Debbie Downer here.
Oh.
Especially if it's developed by the Madden team, it has little chance of truly succeeding the way it used to year after year. far as I can tell, I think there's some guys from the old team and some new blood on the team. So, yeah, it's using the Madden engine, but if it didn't have that Madden engine, we wouldn't have a game. I mean, I think it's that simple. Let's be optimistic. That give him a chance to fail or succeed before we don't write him off before the games come out, because we have no clue what's in it.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's still some old school NCAA guys that are still hanging around that are on the NCAA team or the college football team now. And then as well, I'm sure you guys probably saw it. It's been a little while since it was announced, but some of the guys from College Football Revamped were even hired into EA. So again, I think there's going to be a good team that has the game in their heart. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be one of those things that it does. I think you have to give it some chance, at least before it launches.
Right.
So.
And I get if some people don't care for EA titles. I understand if that's their opinion, that's cool. But let's don't write this one off yet, because we don't know. That first year back could be pretty special just because of everything everyone's been through in some regard or another.
Yeah. And it may be that, again, they delayed it a year. We know that they were wanting to come out this year, delayed it a year. It may be one of those things that they want to go all out and do it really big next year to if they've been working on it for 2 years and then now a third year, then, that's all the more features that they can add, compared to what they had before.
Rex Dixon, he was the gameplay creative director back on the title. He responded with, "I snuck my voice into this game. Listen for the QB that growls, set go on the snap. That being me, still my favorite sports game of all time. Spread option playbook will never be beat." How much fun was it with the spread option? I mean, all those option playbooks, it was always so much fun to test those out and play with those, especially Oregon. I think that was everybody's team when you wanted to test out the option. Just go pick Oregon because they're fast. You can succeed with it as long as you don't completely botch, your decision making on the option.
Yeah, Oregon, and I think Malzahn was at Auburn at that time. He just started as head coach at that point. So, to me, those were the two playbooks that were fun. Mm-hmm. And then the spread option, they had all the unique looks, and a lot of those were brand new to that year. So just, kind of something new and creative. It was always fun to kind of see what little wrinkles they had that you could take advantage of.
Yeah, the way they implemented the option there, made a casual gamer feel like they could run something more complex, where, in past years, maybe some casual people would stay away from the option, but they kind of implemented things and made changes in a way to where you could recognize things better and be able to run it with some success if you were not, if you were just a casual player.
Like those option reads and keys, right? That was a big addition that I'm sure the hardcore guys, some didn't like it, but sometimes you couldn't tell what was going on. So it was great to have those keys. And like you said, if you're just a casual person, why not? I mean, if it helps, games need to be a conveyor belt, not a carousel, in terms of, get it so every year you get a little more advanced. Don't make it a carousel where, you're spinning people off. Either you're not getting the new people on, or it's so casual, you're throwing away the hardcores. And I thought the game historically did a really good job of kind of being that, conveyor belt of bringing people along. That's something that a lot of sports games, I don't think, do very well, but NC football did a good job of it.
Yeah, no, I agree. Again, introduce some stuff and teach them how the play is supposed to be run instead of just throwing them to the wolves.
Tony Frank said, "Just need to put this on the PlayStation and Microsoft store so we can still play this beauty on the Series X and PS5. I like the idea. Probably not going to happen with all legal issues, but I do like the idea." Some Canuck says, "Until it is delayed for the 37th time." Technically, we haven't had a delay because they never announced a release. We just know behind the scenes that they were kind of aiming for release date of this year and got pushed. And I don't think we're going to see another delay, but I suppose you never know once lawyers get involved. PT Spinna says, "How they dropped the game and bugs never got fixed. XP, uniforms, audible drops, etc." Some of that, I think that was out of their hands. I think when they were told game's done, I think it was put the keyboards down, leave the room, we're done. There was no, I don't think it was, well, they wanted it to be that way. I think they had no choice.
If memory serves correctly, they were still working on NCAA 15 until January or February. I don't remember the exact time frame. I mean, I don't know that officially, but I believe they were still working on it up to that at that point, because it wasn't shut down until, announced, if I remember correctly, that it wasn't going to be released until January or February. So again, they were still releasing bug fixes and patches up to that point. Mm-hmm. If memory serves correctly, it's been a long time, been 10 years. But at the same time, there was bugs, and there was always going to be bugs. There was bugs that were in there from 04 all the way to 14. Right. But at the same time, I don't remember there being anything that's drastically breaking to the point of the game not working. So
I remember the uniform I'm not sure. About was, go ahead, sorry.
I say I'm not sure the specifics what he was referring to, but
I know there was a uniform glitch where if you bought the, I think it was the Texas Tech had the DLC with extra uniform or the gloves over. I think if you loaded the gloves, for example, like it soft froze your console.
Oh, that, gotcha.
That, so I mean, yeah, it's frustrating, but you know, and that's the thing. You know, the game was in development as EA Sports College Football 15 back then. I know one of the developers on social media put out a picture of, they didn't have merch made. They had a cell phone case with the logo printed on it. You know, it was going down the road. But then I think once the schools and conferences started bailing out, they had no, you know, and the lawsuits and et cetera, they had no choice. I mean, I don't think it was a decision to, these bugs are good, we'll just leave them in. I think it was, well, it's over.
Yeah,
that was the great thing of the last like four iterations of EA college football is, you know, the uniform updates. You know, I know Nebraska had a couple of special ones that got in the game there. And you know, there's still some outdated things, but overall, they did a pretty good job, especially on the uniform side with providing us with some of those special uniforms.
Do you guys have any other memories you want to share, like even away from the game? How about any midnight release? I have a good story. Do you guys ever do a midnight release?
I did it up until the point that EA started kind of, we were lucky enough to be included in early copies. So definitely I was always part of the people that were always hunting it early, trying to find it and where's the latest and everything like that. I'm trying to remember, there was one that I found it at I think it was a Toys R Us or something like that, like a full 2 weeks before release date.
Wow.
This was like in NCAA 10 or something like that, NCAA 9 maybe. I can't remember for sure, but I just remember posting a picture to our forum and you know, celebrating with it or whatever. Everybody again was trying to celebrate with you, but where did you get it? You got to tell me,
right?
Kind of thing.
Oh yeah, so, it was so funny seeing all those people bother their mom and pop shops, because those are the ones that would break street date, and so there'd be people going all over the mom and pop shops, and usually like some people would say, yeah, I've got the same shop I've always had and got it early, and you know, and things like that. It's kind of interesting. I don't think I ever went to a midnight release though. I think I just got it day of. I mean, I've been to some midnight releases before, but I don't know if I ever did for college football. I know I have for Madden, and then like the last one I ever went to, I think it was for Destiny, possibly, or Destiny 2. I can't remember. Of course, those days.
Child of the game.
Yeah, the days of those midnight releases are kind of dead with, you know, digital taking over.
Right.
So, you know, that's why I think the first Destiny game was when was the last midnight release I went to, but I remember doing them for Madden, but I don't know if I ever, maybe I did one for college football. I just can't remember.
I did one, I think it was 05 or 06. It was in an outdoor mall GameStop location, you know, got there pretty early, like 9 PM, hundreds of people easily. As long as you get closer to midnight and we keep hearing, okay, they're coming. Because the staff drove down to Kansas City when the plane came in from either Memphis or Louisville. I forget which one. You know, they get the copies, you know, that evening and drive up and hand them out at midnight. Well, we realized like they've never shown up. There's nobody walking in with boxes of the games. They kept saying, oh, they're coming. We finally get to midnight on. The crowd gets restless. Like, where are they? Turns out there was a weather delay, but they didn't want to tell us that there were storms, so the plane was late coming in from the East Coast. So one of the ways they thought to appease the crowd and tide us over, they handed out, this is going to, you know, really date us here, they handed out demo discs. I don't remember what the games were, but they handed out these, you know, they're just cleaning out their closet here at the GameStop, basically, which was fine. So they handed it out. But you think, you got a bunch of college-age guys here, basically. So then they realized, you know, the mall has an overhang on the stores. So they're taking the discs out of the sleeves and they're just winging it against the bottom of the overhang. So it's ricocheting and hitting other people. So then the guys who had the girlfriends there, they're bailing out because they're not going to take this. And you get generally people just are pushing away. And it finally cleared out a little bit because I think it got to 2 or 3 in the morning and finally they showed up. It was one of those, I think I got home, maybe edited one or two teams, played one game, then went to bed for a few hours, then got up and played because it was a late night. And it's one of those, I think after that I said, I'm not doing this again. But in hindsight, it was a good story and fun. I probably would do it again now. But at the time, it was no way. I'll just order it or go pick it up, day it up somewhere. But at the time, that was the one and only midnight release. And I remember that chaos. And they didn't want to tell us they were going to be late.
Yeah, I did a few midnight release, you know, again, back 05, 06, 07, somewhere in that for time frame. And I want to say maybe even 04. That was the first one that I did, and you know, was super excited because it had online gaming and everything like that. So it was definitely one of the ones that had to get that night. It was a GameStop. It was an outdoor strip mall type scenario. Mm. And there was probably, you know, 30 people or so. And thankfully I'd pre-ordered it, so I didn't have to worry about whether or not it was actually get it, but it was just a matter of show up and grab it and walk out the door. So, but no, those were always fun because you get to talk with people around you and kind of meet and greet and things like that. And, you know, always kind of connect with different people.
But with that, we're going to wrap up this show. Look back at NCAA Football 14, better days, you know, 10 years ago. But all things willing, next year, around this time, we're going to be getting ready for the release of EA Sports College Football. Next episode, we're going to do our predictions and community predictions. What will be in EA Sports College Football? We're going to call our shot a year early and be joined by Mr. Predicto. He will be here in the flesh. Everyone, thanks for listening and watching.